Joe Sheehan. He is a baseball expert. Start off with Baseball Prospectus. He's Inside Baseball, Sports Illustrated, RotoWire on Sirius, JoeSheehan.com, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. I love it. I read it just about every day. Comes out 3 to 5 times a week. You can subscribe to it. And, Joe, nice to have you with us. I'm glad to get you on today. I know you're busy.
Been a while, Marty. Good to talk to you. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. And I just wanted you to give the fans a little perspective from your view, maybe of a little of Matt Williams last night and how this series is playing out. As I've said to the fans, you know, 3-2 and 2-1, no one's getting blown out of this thing. It's a long way to go.
No, and that's what you expect. These are two really good run prevention teams. You know, we talked a lot about this going into this series, about the National strong rotation. We saw what Jordan Zimmerman could do last night. Actually, got a little taste of Tanner Roark at the end of last night's game as well. Their starting pitching has been dominant all season. A little surprised to not see them scoring. Just 3 runs in the 22 innings so far. What is it, 26, 7 innings so far? And that's been the real key. And you go back to the Giants, coming in off rotation, having to go with Peavy and Hudson in the first two, not getting to use Bumgarner, but still getting good work out of the starters and absolutely phenomenal work out of the bullpen, particularly last night. And honestly, Marty, it's reminiscent of the 2010 and 2012 runs. Bruce Bochy runs a bullpen in the postseason as well as anybody in the game. There was a moment last night, I want to say it was the 12th inning, he brought in Santiago Casilla to face the 3-4-5 spots in the lineup. And that's a spot where a lot of other managers will not use their closer on the road. Bochy goes out, hey, look, this is the key inning. We've got to get through this inning. And then they went to Petit after that. But the willingness to use the closer in that spot, Bochy understands the postseason.
Boy, great point. And we didn't really touch on that today, but we talked to Casilla, but I didn't realize for the fans, that's when he brought him in. Very good point. And, of course, Strickland was left to come in later. What did you think of the Zimmerman move? And, again, you know, 99 times out of 100, it'll work. It didn't work last night and kind of blew up in Matt Williams' face.
I was fine with it. You know, we talk a lot sabermetrically about the guys going around the lineup a third time, going around the lineup a fourth time. It was Zimmerman's fourth time around the lineup, and every pitcher, no matter how effective he's looked to that point, struggles the third and fourth time around the lineup. Once the first runner reached base, I thought it makes sense to bring in the fresh arm. Storen's been fantastic for this team this year, you know, coming back after that terrible postseason 2 years ago and an off year in 2013. I don't think they lost anything in the move. I don't think it worked out for Williams, but I absolutely think it's defensible. I think it's one of those moves, Marty, I'll criticize managers all day. It's what I do. There are moves that are 80-20. There are moves that are 90-10. I really think this move last night was a 52-48 either way. I'm not sure you could hammer Williams for the move he made. I think if you leave Zimmerman in, you can defend that as well. It's really a coin flip.
Yeah, it just didn't work out, which you know, makes baseball the game we love because we can talk about it. I thought the better criticism was not bring Thornton in to turn Sandoval around.
That's the thing. Sandoval, you know, early in his career, he crushed lefties. He had some really big numbers against lefties from the right side early in his career. Last couple of years, he struggled a bit. I can definitely see the argument for doing that. But here's the thing. Once you bring in Storen in that spot, you're finishing the game with Storen, especially since he'd only given up the one single. I think if you wanted to let – one way you could have approached that is to let Zimmerman pitch to Posey and then bring in Thornton to face to turn Sandoval around. Mm-hmm. But again, most managers are not going to be that creative in the ninth inning. They're just going to go to their closer. You know, I think you go 20 years when teams were a little more aggressive. They didn't worry about having the one guy as closer. You might have seen that kind of aggressiveness.
All right, Joe Sheehan is with us. You can read him in Sports Illustrated. And, of course, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, absolutely terrific. Joe, I love it. I love getting your insight on things. So how do you see this one playing out now? It's Bumgarner and Pfister. It's a 5-game series. I always say just win one, and all of a sudden everybody's alive. How do you see this playing out?
Well, I have the Nationals in 4, so, you know, I'm thinking I'm pretty wrong about this one. if they can pull that off, I'll be pretty impressed.
Yes, you will.
Anytime a team's down 2-0, it's just win the next game and hope for the best. Obviously, a difficult matchup now for the Nationals facing Madison Bumgarner, who's just been fantastic. Really, I kind of feel like he's underrated, pitching in the same division as Clayton Kershaw. It's just one of those, like a Ricky Henderson, Tim Raines thing. Bumgarner is a legitimately great pitcher, but doesn't get the accolades. I mean, make an argument for him in a normal year having a Cy Young case, and this just isn't the year for it. But very tough matchup. They're going to, you know, Nationals put Pfister on the mound. I think we're going to see another relatively low-scoring game. And, you know, it'll come down to which team hits the long ball, you know, which team hits the 2-run, 3-run homer. I don't think it's about manufacturing runs as much as it is, you know, hitting that homer with a couple runners on base. I would be very, very surprised if this series got back to D.C. I just, you know, the Giants, incredibly tough at home. Their ace going in game 3. That deep bullpen, everything's really pointing in their direction. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think the Giants are in excellent shape to get on, not just to get to the next round, but to possibly be able to do it and reset their rotation in the process.
Yeah, and against Detroit in 2012, they couldn't, because of the Cardinals series, they couldn't go with the big two. Ended up with Zito and Bumgarner against the Tigers, and of course that worked out well. How do you see the Cardinal Dodgers series ending up?
I think this is going to go five, no matter who wins. I mean, real to my eyes, if you rate the eight teams right now, I've got the Dodgers and Cardinals in the top four. I have the Cardinals in this series just because I love the depth of their bullpen. I love the depth of their lineup. The Dodgers really rely so heavily on their stars: Kershaw, Greinke, Kenley Jansen on the mound, Matt Kemp, Adrian Gonzalez, Hanley Ramirez, but there's not that depth. They're not a very good defensive team. We saw last night what can happen if they have to use those bridge relievers between the starting rotation and Kenley Jansen. And in these next two games, with Hyun-Jin Ryu coming off a shoulder injury and then Dan Haren potentially having to start game four, we'll see what they do in terms of Kershaw or Haren. It just feels like they're going to have to rely on the weakest part of the roster to get through these two games. It probably gets back to game five in Los Angeles, but honestly, there are two possibilities at this point. The Cardinals take two in St. Louis, or the Cardinals split in St. Louis. I don't think the Dodgers are going to be able to take two in St. Louis. The Cardinals are very good. I think right now, it's hard to say, Marty, that a playoff team is underrated. I think the Cardinals right now might be a little bit underrated.
Well, this is going to be fun. I'm hoping for Giants-Dodgers. I said in the whole long history, we've never had seven. We've had three, but we never had seven. So it's going to be good. Joe, I appreciate you coming on so much, and I'll say it again. The newsletter, Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, is outstanding. And the one thing I learned as we wrap it up with you, not as many singles anymore. Don't bunt. People don't get singles anymore. They get doubles. So the bunt is kind of wasted.
Yeah, a lot of changes in the game over the last 20 years with the rising strikeout rates, and that's something we can get into on another day. But, yeah, that's the biggest thing. Steals and bunts don't mean as much because the next guy probably isn't going to hit a single.
Yeah, that's the kind of things we learn with Joe. Joe, thanks so much, and I appreciate it. And if we're cooking next weekend, I'll have you on again.
Sounds good, Marty. Take care of yourself.
All right, that is Joe Sheehan, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. All right.